the process of creation. Text number 7. Yatha gopayati vibhur. Sada yatha samyachati punaha. Yam yam shaktim upashritya. Puru shakti para puman. Atmanam kridayan kridam. Karoti vikaroti cha. Yatha gopayati vibhur. Yatha samyachate punaha. Yam yam shaktim upashritya. Puru shakti parah puman. Atmanam kridayan kridam. Karoti vikaroti cha. Yatha gopayati vibhur. Yatha samyachate punaha. Yam yam shaktim upashritya. Puru shakti parah puman. Atmanam kridayan kridan. Karoti vikaroti cha. Samyachate punaha. Yam shakti upashritya. Puru shakti parapuma. Atmanam kridayan kridam. Karoti vikaroti cha. Yatha gopayati vibhur. Yatha samyachate punaha. Yam yam shakti upashritya. Shakti parapuma. Atmanam kridayan kridam.
Karoti karoti cha.
word to word meaning. Yatha, as Gopayati maintains Vibhuhu, the great. Yatha, as Samyachate winds up. Punaha, Yam Yam. Punaha again. Yam Yam has Shaktim energies. Upashritya by employing. Purushaktihi, the all powerful. Paraha, the supreme. Puman, personality of Godhead. Atmanam, plenary expansion. Kridayan, having engaged them. Kridan, as also personally being engaged. Karoti, does them. Vikaroti, and causes to be done. Cha, and. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Kindly describe how the Supreme Lord, who is all-powerful, engages his different energies and different expansions in maintaining and again winding up the phenomenal world in the sporting spirit of a player. Purport. In the Katho Upanishad, in the Katho Upanishad, the Supreme Lord The Supreme Lord is described as a chief eternal being amongst all other eternal individual beings. Nityo Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam. And the one Supreme Lord who maintains innumerable other individual living beings. Eko Bahunam Yo Vidadhati Kamam. So all living entities. So all living entities, both in the conditioned state and in the liberated state, are maintained by the Almighty Supreme Lord. Such maintenance is effected by the Lord through His different expansions of self and three principal energies, namely the internal, external and marginal energies. The living entities are His marginal energies, and some of them, in the confidence of the Lord, are entrusted with the work of creation also, as are Brahma, Marichi, etc. And the acts of creation are inspired by the Lord unto them, Tene Brahma Hridam. The external energy, Maya, is also impregnated with the Jivas or conditioned souls. The unconditioned marginal potency acts in the spiritual kingdom, and the Lord, by His different plenary expansions, maintains them in different transcendental relation displayed in the spiritual sky. So the one Supreme Personality of Godhead manifests Himself in many Bahusyam, and thus all diversities are in Him, and He is in all diversities. Although He is nevertheless different from all of them. That is the inconceivable mystic power of the Lord. And as such, everything is simultaneously one with and different from Him by His inconceivable potencies. Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति सपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरोन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं पुंसजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादा सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमाओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणि प्रचारि निर्विशेष शून्यवाणि पाश्चात्यदेशकारिणि हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधाकांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास्तवि गौरभक्तम् हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा So at the very outset, I would like to wish you all a very auspicious and a blissful Diwali festival. I hope all of you received the sweets that was distributed. No? No, it was distributed just now. We sang the Madhurashtakam. That was the Madhuram sweets. What to speak of Rudranath Prabhu, the sweetest devotee of the ashram, singing about Krishna's sweetness. And Krishna is the sweetest of all persons. So it was triply sweet. You may get transcendental diabetes. So today's verse is going to reveal how to experience the ultimate sweetness and the bliss of or ananda in the one and only personality, and that is Krishna. In this particular verse, Parikshit Maharaj, who is really very, very blessed, very, very fortunate, because by the mercy of his great grandfathers, the Pandavas, by the mercy of the prayers of his mother, Uttara, he received the good fortune of developing the seed of devotion in his heart. And what is the proof of seeing Krishna everywhere, in everything, in every object, in every person, in every situation? Yet, at the same time, appreciating that He is the source of everything. Andantarastha paramanuche antarastha. Goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuta. Is that even when He got this curse to die within 7 days, He took it as special mercy of the Lord, which is extremely difficult to even understand, what to speak of experience in our own lives. So He's asking this question. He said, kindly describe how the Supreme Lord, who is all powerful, engages His different energies and different expansions in maintaining and again winding up the phenomenal world in the sporting spirit of a player. So, a player, a boy with some set, you know, you have some toy set, you know, all kinds of sets you have, engineering set, this set, that set. So he opens up and, you know, you can put it in any way you want. And then enjoys it, really. You know, I did this, I made a crane, I made a trolley, I made this. And at the end of it, just winds up everything and just puts it in a box and goes. That's fun. So here it is described that the Supreme Lord, from Him everything comes, by Him everything is maintained, and into Him everything enters the time of universal annihilation. And this is a very difficult subject matter to understand. Extremely difficult. Practically impossible, as Prabhupada writes here. The inconceivable potencies, achintya bheda abheda. Abheda means there is no difference between the creation and the creator. And bheda means there is a clear-cut distinction. Now, is this philosophy something new that is concocted by someone? No. This philosophy is explained in the Gita itself, Bhagavad Gita. And Gita was spoken billions of years ago to sun god, Vivasvan. Imam Vivasvate Yogam Proktavanam Avya. So it's nothing new. Where does it say that? Krishna, in the 9th chapter, Rajavidya Rajaguhyam, is a king of all knowledge, and it's the most confidential knowledge. Rajavidya, king of all knowledge, and Rajaguhyam, the most confidential of all knowledge. Why is it considered the king of all knowledge? Because knowledge is meant to solve the problems. And knowledge is supposed to make us feel happy. You know, when I was very young, I went to iron my clothes. I got such a shock. I would rather be beaten by the PT teacher after the assembly rather than ironing the clothes, because my father had purchased this iron box. And I came from bath and I immediately put on and wanted iron and got thrown up 4 feet away. After that, I offered my respects to the iron box, took the clothes and just went. Never to touch it again. And every day I would get beaten up for not wearing crisp clothes. So my brother complained to my father, Jai Sri Radha Gopinath ki.
So my father asked me, hey, why don't you do it? Well, I know, I would rather, this beating is better than that shock. And then he explained me the knowledge, how the current flows, negative, positive, how grounding has to be there, otherwise you get a shock. And he put a, you know, plank of wood and stand on it, you touch it, first you touch it. He touched it, then I, even today I touch it before. That shock was so big. It's very easy to preach to someone, you know. Karne ka nahi, positive, be positive, kuch nahi. But when you go through a bad experience, everything, anything close to that reminds you of that experience. And negative affects much more than positive in life. So once I had that knowledge, I understood, okay, this is how it is. So knowledge helps us to solve problems, understand things as they are, and to use it for your advantage. So Rajavidya, this is the king of all knowledge, because if you have this knowledge, you will have no problems at all. Can you imagine? We only say, how are you? No problem. But actually to feel, no problem. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. Nashochati Nakangshati. The first sign of self-realization is Prasannatma. It's not that he will not undergo sufferings. Everything will come. Good days, bad days, there are two sides of a coin. But you are transcendental to that. You are above that. You bear through. Summer comes, winter comes, rainy days come, dry days come. All right. Part of it. You cannot tolerate because you are focused on something, some other higher goal. And Rajaguhyam, it is the most confidential knowledge. And what is this confidential knowledge? What's the big deal? You just pick up Gita, it's available. You know, 2 rupees sometimes. Gita Press, Gorakhpur. So what is so confidential about it? Krishna explains this. What is the most confidential? In 2 verses. 9th chapter, 3rd and 4th verse. He says, Maya tatamidam sarvam jagad avyakta murtina. Matstani sarvabhutani nachaham te shovasthitaha nacha matstani bhutani paschami yogamaishvara bhutabhranna cha bhutastho mamatma bhutabhavana. You have no expression on your face because kya farak padta hai, kuch to bole Prabhu ji bas. Actually, if you realized it, you would faint or you will become blissful. It's such a powerful statement, these two statements. Krishna says, in my unmanifest form, I am pervading throughout my creation. There is no element in the creation where I am not there. Andantarastha paramanu chayantarastham. Kana kana mein Bhagavan hai. Prahlad told the same thing, kaha nahi hai. In drama, only that pillar where Narsingh was supposed to be hiding me show. But in the real drama of life, he's there in that pillar, and this pillar also. He's there in every pillar. So, maya tatam idam sarvam jagad avyakta murtina. I am, in my unmanifest form, I am spread all over the universe. All over the creation. Matstani sarvabhutani. Everything is within me. Nachaham tesu avasthita, but I am not inside them. And right in the same breath, he says, Nachamatstane bhutane. And everything is not within me. Arey Maharaj, koi ek cheez bolo. Aap andar ho ya bahar ho. Bahe Narsingha, Hrdaya Narsingha, Yato Yato Yami, Tato Narsingha. I am inside of everyone, but I am not inside them, I am outside of everything. Nachaham teshu avasita. Nachamatsthani bhutani. And I am not inside of everything. I am completely away. So this is so difficult to understand. Like for example, let's take, that is why Krishna says, one who knows me tattvatah, janma karma chame divyam, evam yovetita, one who understands the transcendental nature of my form, my qualities, my activities, tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti, he actually comes to me immediately. What is this tattvatah? How to know Krishna tattvatah? What is this tattva, the truth? I was reading, if you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, they talk about Nityananda Prabhu, who is standing in the left corner, extreme. Now, who is this personality? Shankarshana karanato yashai, garbhodashai chapayobhishai, sheshaschayasyam shakalasanitya, nandakharamaha sharanam mamastu. The whole universe, the whole spiritual realm comes out of Sankarshan. Then the whole material creation, Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, are the expansions of Balaram. And that Balaram is non-different from his deity. Pratimanahi Sakshatumi Vrajendra Nandan. There is a beautiful pastime. There was a devotee called Gauridas Pandit. So Gauridas Pandit was visited by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu just before Mahaprabhu took sannyas, just to seek, you know, his blessings and leave him, go. And when they went to visit Gauridas Pandit, Gauridas Pandit wanted to serve him so much, serve them so much. He said, you can't go. He said, no, but we have to go. No, you can't go. You have to stay here. Well, Gauridas, we can't do this. We have to go. There's so many other things to do. You have to be here only. And his love was so much, Gauridas could not leave. So Gauridas decided, okay, we will stay, okay? And suddenly, from Gauridas, one deity came and they started going. So he caught hold of them. He said, no, let the deities go. You stay here. And as soon as he said that, Gornitai stood like deities. And the deities started moving. He went and caught them. Oh, no, you stay here, let the deities go. Okay, they stayed. And the deities started moving and they became deities. Gauridas realized, you can't, you know, like, beat Krishna at his game. And ultimately he said, Tikitika, aap yahi raho. Can you imagine? This deity is non-different from Nityananda, who is non-different from Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, into whom all the universe is located. That means we are all inside there. And will still we are outside. Very difficult to understand. His expansions, all his expansions are non-different from him. At the same time, there are different levels of expansion. Like Lord Shiva, kshiram yatha dadivikara vishesha yogat sanjayate nahi tatha prutagasti hetu. Just like milk and curd. Milk, you put something, you know, acidity, then immediately it turns into curd. Is the curd milk? Yes. Is the curd not milk? No. Just like that, Shiva is an expansion, taking the tinge of the mode of ignorance for a specific purpose. Guru is non-different from Krishna. In fact, Guru is considered more merciful than Krishna because he can give us Krishna. Krishna se tumar Krishna dite paro, tumar shakati ache. So, yeah. Very difficult to understand. Guru Tattva. Similarly, Jiva Tattva. Jiver Swarubhoy Krishner Nitya Das, Krishnera Achintya Shakti Bheda Abheda. We are actually Krishna in the sense that we are part and parcel, qualitatively one and quantitatively different. Name is non-different. Abhinnatvat nama nama. Can you imagine? You're chanting the holy name. Krishna is dancing on your tongue. Prabhuji, mere jiva pe nach raha hai, toh wo bhi jab kar raha toh uske jiva pe hai. Uske jiva pe bhi. Ye? Toh sankirtan hota hai, toh kiske jiva pe nachte? Bole, everyone's tongue. This is what the Ras Leela is all about. Millions of gopis and everyone thought, Krishna is dancing only with me. Poor other gopis. They don't understand what I am relishing. And the amazing part is everyone is thinking about the others like that. That is Krishna. Inconceivable power to reciprocate. Inconceivable power. We just cannot conceive. Then why are we studying all this? Just to realize that we cannot understand him. When you understand that you can never understand Krishna, you are beginning to understand him. It's a fact. You can never understand Krishna. Forget about you. Even Krishna cannot understand himself fully. Therefore, he comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is it about me that Radharani enjoys? I want to know, Ba. So let me take the position of her position and try to experience what's about me? What's so wonderful about me? So, but nothing is impossible for Krishna. If Krishna wants you to know, he can make you know him. And when you know him, you realize you can never know him. If you are utterly confused, that means you have understood. You are in tune with. So, the question comes, how do we actually know this truth? How to know Krishna Tattvataha? This can be seen through the life of Narada Muni. Very beautifully it is described. How did this Bhagavatam, which we are reading, where the glories of Krishna is fully to the ultimate degree, there is no other scripture which describes the complete science of Krishna in its ultimate level than Srimad Bhagavatam. And the inspiration for Srimad Bhagavatam was given by Narada to Vyasadeva when, after writing all the scriptures, still Vyasadeva was dissatisfied. And to convince him about the power, and what does Bhagavatam contain? Bhagavatam contains only three things. Bhagavan, Bhakta and Bhakti. That's it. Only these three subjects. The complete science of Bhagavan, the perfection of a Bhakta, and the relationship of pure, reciprocation of love. How Krishna is completely becomes subordinate to his devotee, and how the devotee becomes sold out and surrenders to Krishna. Other than these three things, there is nothing in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Everything is explained just to explain this principle. While they are simultaneously one, they are different just to reciprocate this love. And to achieve this love is the highest perfection of life. So Naraji tells, I will tell you how I, from an insignificant position of a son of a very, very insignificant lady, a maid servant in somebody's house. In that very lifetime, I became an eternal associate of the Lord. Please listen how I got that position. And that is possible by everyone. If Mahajano Yena Gata Sapanta, if you follow in the footsteps of those Mahajans. And one of them is Narada. So Naraji is telling how he was so, he was cursed actually. Before Narada's life, he was son of a maid servant. But before that life, he was a Gandharva. He was a Upadevata. And he, one day, because he was so beautiful to look at, and because he was such an amazing singer, he was always surrounded by his fans. Most of them happened to be wonderful, beautiful girls. And he was too good in singing. Once he was invited by the Prajapatis for a Sankirtan festival. And he went and he started singing. And he was looking at everyone, how he is impressing. And everyone was like, kya gaya raha hai? He was just looking at them. And not whom he is supposed to be glorifying and pleasing and trying to satisfy. When the Prajapatis noted this, they realized he was full of himself. Krishna was not the center. The singing was also not the center. It was all about himself. And therefore, taking pity on him, wanting to, you know, really show him mercy, they cursed him. You go down, you know, on the Prithvi Martyaloka and become a son of a maid servant. Therefore, Narada, when he saw Nalakuvara and Manigriva, he said, I know what medicine to give you. Because I exactly know what medicine will work because I was also in the same. Sometimes, you know, daru soda. Somebody who was a drunk person can tell others, aisa mat karna, aisa hota hai. He can effectively preach after leaving. Much more than somebody who has never tasted. Ture kya malum, tune piyega to maja hai. Bole nahi, ya sab kuch kar diya main. So he could immediately understand where they were coming from, these two brothers. So there he became extremely humble. Born of humility is dependence. And born of that dependence is appreciation. Because when you are humble, you realize, I have no power, I am dependent on so many people, so many situations, so many things for what I am today. And therefore they are appreciative of everything and everyone. And therefore they have respect towards everything. And so therefore, in that situation, so it was not a curse, it was actually a blessing. It was actually a blessing in the life of Narada. He was very grateful later. And then the Bhaktivedantas happened to come. These pure devotees who were traveling, it was Chaturmas, same time. So the sannyasis won't travel anywhere. They stay in one place, Chaturmas. So he stayed. They came, and because his mother was engaged in serving these people, cooking, etc. And he, like a little boy, sometimes you see, you know, maid servant come then. One little boy without covered by the four direction holds the chasari and keeps moving around. So like that Narada was moving around. And he engaged in the service of these Bhaktivedantas. For 4 months, he was actually serving them just little menial, whatever task. The environment was surrounded by devotion. And there was opportunity to engage in service. That service gave a lot of opportunities. And that opportunity helped him to receive mercy. And later, 4 months, when the 4 months passed and the Bhaktivedanta was about to leave, then Gamishyanta, he also wanted to go with them. He became so attached to them that he actually wanted to go with them. Because constantly in the association, you see, there is the very subtle understanding. Whomever we serve with love and devotion, though the qualities of that personality comes into that person. This is a science. When we selflessly serve someone, serving someone means not your boss. For that you get your payment. But when you lovingly, selfless, without any expectation, just out of love, serve someone for the wonderful qualities of that person, then that person's qualities come. And similarly, because this boy served the Bhaktivedantas, their qualities came in him. And what was that quality? Eagerness to hear about Krishna. Eagerness to chant. Eagerness to associate with sincere devotees. And discuss about Krishna in that association. So he became so attracted to them that when they wanted to go, he started walking along with them. Then they said, "Nahi beta, mummy ki seva kar abhi." With great difficulty, he stayed back. Because his mother, he was the only son. And she was completely attached to him and he was dependent on her. But while they left, just before they left, Anvavochan gamishyantaha kripaya dina vatsala. Because they were very, very merciful. Sakshat bhagavatoditam. Before they, see, when you love someone, you want to give them something best that you have. And the Bhaktivedantas were so attracted to this little boy, they wanted to give him what they had as a treasure. And so they gave him the most confidential knowledge. Jnanam, Vijnanam, Sarahasyam, Tadangam. They gave this 4 knowledge. They gave Jnana, they gave Vijnana, they give the most confidential knowledge, Sarahasyam and Tadangam, how to achieve that confidential knowledge. And it was spoken by Krishna in the most confidential way to Lord Brahma. It was the same knowledge given to Uddhava. It was the same knowledge given to Arjun. The same knowledge in Parampara, these Bhaktivedantas gave to this boy, Narada, in his previous life. And Prabhupada explains, and Jiva Goswami explains, what is that confidential secret that they gave? They gave the 4 verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. That's it. Can you imagine, on this day of Diwali, you get the benefit of having heard the whole of Bhagavatam. Just by listening to these 4 verses. Second canto, 9 chapter, 33, 34, 35, 36. That's it. If you don't have time, Prabhuji, time bahut kam hai. Bhagavat padna hai. Shortcut. Only these 4 verses are enough. And what is this 4 verses? The first thing Krishna says, before this whole creation that you can see and you cannot see came about, the only person existing was I. Not me, Krishna. Before this whole cosmic creation came about, The person, only person existing was I. During this whole creation, everything and everyone is maintained by me through my energies, which is me and not me. Just like the deity is Krishna. If you break the deities, that doesn't mean Krishna is dead. He's there and still he's not there. But he can reciprocate through the deity as much as he was with you. That's the power of Krishna. And the second verse, and after the whole cosmic annihilation, Mahapralaya will happen, the only truth and person that will remain is me. This is the first knowledge. This is Jnanam. So he is the only absolute truth. From him everything comes. By him everything is maintained. Unto him everything goes. Then what was Vijnanam? Anything that you see, if you think something is separate from Krishna, then that is Maya. This is Vijnanam. I always give this example, you know, because it clicked to me. So, not this guy, only this side people. Okay? You see these fingers moving? A child, if he doesn't see me, imagine I'm behind a curtain and there's only four fingers come out and they're moving. A child may think that the fingers are independently moving. But an intelligent man understands, अरे उंगली हिल रहा है तो व्यक्ति अंदर होना चाहिए ना, कोई तो हिलाना हिलाने वाला होना चाहिए. Similarly, when we see anything and think that this exists separate from Krishna, that is Maya. So everything, everyone, every situation is actually, you know, happening in the direction of Krishna. Maya adhyakshena prakriti suyate. So that is the second part. And the third is sa rahasyam. And what is that rahasyam? That is the confidential part. He said that rahasyam is, how can you know this? How can you realize this? Only when you develop love for Krishna. That's it. When you have love for Krishna, you can actually see this. So one time Prabhupada was explaining. So he said his spectacles were kept like that. And he said, suppose I walk out and you see this spectacle of mine. And you say, oh, you see the spectacle, but you think, this is Swamiji's spectacle. You're seeing spectacle, but you're seeing the Swamiji there. Or a mother, child has gone to the school, she sees his bag and she's remembering the child. She's seeing the bag, but she's remembering the child. Sthavara jangama dekhe, na dekhe tar murti, sarvatra hoye nija ishta devas purti. So when you love someone very deeply, any object that reminds you of that person, you see an object, but you're remembering that person. It's very easy to understand. Similarly, when a devotee falls in love with Krishna, anything he sees, anywhere, he just remembers, wow, Krishna is so wonderful. He looks at the cloud and says, wow, kya water transportation system bana hamare Prabhu ne. Karodo karodo liter ka pani bina tanker ke transport ho raha hai. Jai ho Prabhu. Teri lila aparampar. So he's seeing something. And then he starts talking. People say, Bechara thik tha kal tak. He's gone mad. Kuch bhi dekhta, Hare Krishna bolta rehta hai. But no, that madness is a bona fide madness. That madness is the aspiration of every devotee. You know? So, this rahasyam can become unfolded only to one who has love. And the next question is, kaun se market mein milta hai Maharaj, kg, kilo kitna? How much is it available? Where do I get it? Where is it sold? That is told, tadangam. He said, one should look for this in every situation, at all times, at all place, in all circumstances. That's why Mahaprabhu was not telling, I found Krishna. He said, Krishna ko thai. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? He was always searching. And that can be attained only by one process. And that process of knowing Krishna tatvatah is by the mercy of Krishna, comes in the form of a guru. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashtena sevaya upadekshantite jnanam jnaninas tattvadarshina. That tattvadarshi, a person who has realized the impersonal, the paramatma and the supreme personality of Godhead in all his features, one who has realized, can explain the process to us. How? Simple. By humble service. The greatest obstacle to achieving this love is false ego. Mithya ahankar. Because opposite of false ego is humility. A humble person is naturally satisfied. A sign of humility, one sign of humility is satisfaction. Because a humble person never feels he deserves anything. Whatever comes is bonus. Therefore he is always satisfied. And a satisfied person can never be envious. He is never envious of anyone. And therefore he can easily understand Krishna. Idam tute guhyatamam pravakshami anusuyave. Arjun, you can understand this confidential knowledge because you are not envious of anyone. You are not envious of me, Krishna is telling. We all want to become Krishna. So how can we be? In fact, the first time you hear about Krishna, why Krishna, Krishna only? At least one side of our mind tells, Hamesha Krishna, 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 tere aur koi hai nahi kya? Main nahi dikh raha, itna lamba choda tere samne. Tere ko aur koi dikhta nahi hai. So, people feel a little envious. He can dance with everyone, I cannot dance. Huh? I have to follow four regulative principles. I can do anything you want. So there is this envy within the heart which stops us from actually achieving. So these Bhaktivedantas and so that tadangam is the process of beginning the process of devotional service. Beginning with hearing about the Lord and chanting his holy name. And so therefore, after they left, he had the knowledge, just like today you have that knowledge. Believe it or not, you all have complete knowledge now. About the whole Bhagavatam, about the ultimate truth, you have knowledge by these four verses. And Narad Muni was like that in his previous life. But what made the difference for him to become Narada and we will be fortunate if we continue another human birth? Otherwise, adho gacchati tamas. What made the difference? The difference is because he served, because he received their blessings and mercy, he took advantage of it. And one good thing about Narada in his previous life, that he qualified himself to hold it and not leak nahi hone diya usko, pakad ke rakha usko. Patrata, qualification is called patrata, you know. Patra means you need to have a container. So when you receive something, wonderful nectar, you should not allow it to just seep away. You should hold it. So that qualification, and what is that qualification that Naraji says, I had? He says, very beautiful verse. I would like to read that. He says, although they were impartial by nature, those followers of the Vedanta blessed me with their causeless mercy. Chakruhu kripam yadyapi tulya darshana. See, the Bhakti Vedantas didn't make any difference. Ek tere ko dunga bas na, tere ko bas. Ek tu aajayla, ek tum log sab side mein jao. No. They gave equally to everyone. Prabhupada never made a difference. A teacher is giving the same knowledge to all his students. Why some students take advantage or excel while others not? The doctor may be giving the same medicine, good doctor. Why some patients become all right and others not? So the point is, the Bhaktivedanta was impartial. Yadyapi tulya darshana, but chakruhu kripam, they were specially merciful to me. Because they saw that he was eager. So they gave him. And then he says, as far as I was concerned, I was self-controlled and had no attachment for sports, including IPL and World Cup. Because that is so absorbing that Prabhuji, abhi 18 din ke liye na, main uske din 16 mala ek saath karunga. 18 din ka mala ek din karunga. Abhi ra, vyavasayatmika buddhir ek hai karunga. Even though I was a boy, he was a small boy. Frivolity of the mind, chanchalata. Aaj man idhar hai, ek kshan mein udhar hai, do second mein udhar hai. Samne baitha hua hai. Man kidhar hai, Bhagwan jane. Wo bhi nahi jane. Itana chanchal. So he was not frivolous. He was focused. In addition, I did not speak more than required. Sometimes people go on. Sometimes they also don't know what they are speaking. It's on the auto mode. Actually, the more we speak, whatever we speak, our mind goes there. Whatever we speak, our mind goes there. So therefore, gravity means think and then speak. First we speak and then think. Kya bola main? So, one way of controlling is also control of speech, vacho vegam. By that you can control the mind. Even though you feel like, tujhe bolu main kya bolna chahta hu? No. So by that at least you kind of control it. So, he developed it. One time, Prabhupada was giving darshan. And all the devotees were sitting. At that time, Kamal Krishna Maharaj was a brahmachari. So he was sitting, and next to him was one 12-year-old boy whose name was Veerbhadra. He was the son of Shilavati Mataji. She was like the deity worship minister during Prabhupada time. So Prabhupada said, so, any questions? Veerbhadra raised his hand. And everyone looked at him, 12-year-old boy raising hand. So Prabhupada said, yes. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj, Tamal Krishna Brahmachari, was sitting next to him. So Veerbhadra said, Prabhupada, how come you are so merciful to Tamal? And everyone laughed like you. And Prabhupada was silent paused for a few seconds, and then he said, no, it's not that I am merciful to only Tamal. I'm showing mercy to everyone. But he has taken advantage of it. He has taken advantage of it. And then Prabhupada said, the sun is showering its rays without any discrimination. But if you go in a dark hole and cover yourself, put all the curtains in the room, what can the sun do? A very important point. The mercy is there. The temple is open for anyone. Anyone can come. Why only some people are coming? Many are coming. And then three times Hari Bol, then they are going. Why they are not staying? So, the mercy is there for all. It's a question of qualifying ourselves to contain it and to work on it to develop it to another level. And that's what Naraji did. What is the proof? What is the proof? The proof is, after Bhaktivedanta's went, one day, 5-year-old boy, and his mother went to milk the cow in early in the morning, very, very early in the morning. And a snake bit her and she died. Can you imagine? 5-year-old boy, completely dependent on his mother. The only person in his whole world was his mother. And there was no mobile internet the previous millennium. So he had no understanding of the world away outside of him. And the only person who knew passed away. He saw that as Krishna's mercy. That's very easy to speak like that. But he saw it as, it's like a chain that had bound me. If Krishna himself has released this and he has opened the door for me, seeing his, remembering what he had heard, he understood that the goal of life is to develop love for Krishna. And he said, I will go in search of that love, Krishna. And he started walking north. Why north? Because north represents, always north, you know, Himalayas. People go in that direction. North represents elevation in Krishna consciousness, the direction of north. So he started walking, simply walking. And it's described, sometimes he went through gold mines. I mean, not mine, which is already cleared out. Fully laden with gold, silver mines. Sometimes he went through dark jungles, very, very dangerous forests. Sometimes he went through metropolitan cities, which were very flourishing. Sometimes he went through some villages. Sometimes he went through places where he was welcomed and thoroughly served whatever he wanted. Some places he was neglected, disrespected and insulted. But the amazing part was he didn't stay in any place. Hey, gold mine mil gaya. Chalo yaar, baith jate, baad mein dekhenge. Agle janam mein dekhenge, bhakti to karna hi hai. He was focused. Vyavasayatmika buddhir ekeha kruna. He had heard from the Bhaktivedantas. What's the goal of life? He put that goal as a worshipable thing to achieve in this life. And he sheerly went through life. And life means dualities. You will never find the same situation. And there will be like the two sides of a coin. There will be happy days, there will be sad days. There will be auspicious days, there will be inauspicious days. There will be successful days, there will be unsuccessful days. There will be honorable days, there will be dishonorable days. The dualities will exist in this world. Healthy days, sick days. That didn't disturb him from the goal that he had set up, having heard from Bhaktivedantas. He went along. He just went through life. But he was focused. And then he reached a place where he decided to practice in a seclusion in a forest. He drank a little water and then he sat down and he said, I will now meditate upon that Lord that these Bhaktivedantas have given me. And then he started meditating. And he started remembering the form of the Lord as described by the Bhaktivedantas. And he was fully absorbed. Actually, tears were rolling down from his eyes. His hairs were standing on end. He had achieved a very high level of Krishna consciousness. And suddenly, what happened? The Lord disappeared. Oh, it's like, what can we compare? Like lottery lag gaya. Aur haate haate kisi ne udha ke le gaya usko. Something. You got whatever you wanted and before you could lay your hands on it, it just gone. He was completely miserable. He said, no, I want... Again, he sat in the same position and he tried to meditate. Nothing happened. He was struggling. Again, exactly the same posture, exactly the same words. Everything was same, minus the thought wouldn't come. And then, where after a lot of struggle, there was a voice that he heard. That voice was actually from the Lord. He said, my dear child, in this life you will never see me again. Avipakva kashayanam durdarshoham kuyoginam. Because number one, your heart is still not very pure. And your service is not completed. The attitude is not fully ripened. So in this life, you will not be able to see me. Just think for a while. Had Lord come and told you like that? Bole, acha, agle jeevan mein, theek hai, thoda moj masti karke aate hain abhi ho na. Is janam mein to dikhne nahi wale ho, Prabhu. Anyway, guarantee that you are not going to see. Theek agle janam mein kar lenge, yaar. Bole, no, I have millions of lifetimes. I am ready to wait. But now I know what I want to attain. Utsahat, nishchayat, dhairyat. He was focused. He said, I just want to go on. That's all. So the point is, and of course, very soon, in that very lifetime, the moment he actually passed away, like a thunder follows by, a lightning bolt follows by a thunder. The death came and suddenly he achieved a very divine body. And in the next life, he came as a son of Lord Brahma, as Narada. So just think. In one lifetime, from the insignificant son of a maid servant, to an eternal associate of the Lord. Eternally. Now he can travel anywhere, all over the world. All over the universe. All over the spiritual and material worlds. He thinks and he's there. Can you imagine? Just think, Aaj Vaikuntha number 674. There he is. You close your eyes. Ganga ke tat par, Varadasi mein. And you are right there. Aaj Himalaya Rishikesh mein. Just think and you are there. That's Naraji. Now he doesn't need to go to a forest. Now wherever he goes, that place becomes Vaikuntha. Because he carries the Lord in his heart. He is surcharged with such devotion. Wherever he goes, that place becomes a holy place. So that's the power of Naraji. So as I said, what is the secret of getting this rahasya, guhya knowledge of seeing Krishna everywhere and simultaneously seeing him in the spiritual? It's like Prabhupada explains, it's like a television going on in your heart. Imagine World Cup is going on in Australia, suppose, and you are watching right here in your home. and he's coming to bowl, and what these people are, those people are watching there, exactly the same you are experiencing. Similarly for a devotee, wherever he is experiencing the spiritual realm. For him it doesn't matter if he is in hell or heaven or the spiritual world. What does it make a difference? Whereas, for an impersonalist who doesn't understand God, every place is hell. What is the proof that it is hell? Because they want liberation. Prabhu, nikalo jaldi idhar se. Idhar se nikalo mere. But a devotee, Vishwam Purna Sukhayate, they don't care. The only hellish place for a devotee is if there is no remembrance of Krishna, if there is no association of devotees, if there is no service to Krishna, that is hellish. But if all these things are there, no problem. Now, Prabhuji, bahut achha aapne bola, taali bajayenge, chalega. Par aap practically ek cheez batao hume. Ye batao, ye love, love, love bol rahe na, badi uchi uchi baat hai. वो लव तो बड़ी दूर की बात है, ठीक है, बहुनाम जन्मना बनते, तो आज प्रैक्टिकली करे क्या? As I go out of this on this Diwali day, करे क्या बोलो ना प्रैक्टिकली? Very simple. If Krishna is everywhere, if Krishna is in everything, if everything is connected to Krishna, everything is in relationship to Krishna, at least whatever is in our influence and possession, let's utilize it for Krishna's. It belongs to Krishna, it's come from Krishna, it's maintained by Krishna, it's meant for Krishna's pleasure. Let's use them for Krishna's pleasure, including, to begin with, my senses, my mind, my body. Because this is Krishna's property. I am only a tenant. So if this belongs to Krishna, let me begin. Manasa deho geho jokichumor arpilun tuvapade nande. The practical application, even if you have understood, we have not realized this, but we may have understood. But that understanding is, let us, whatever is in our possession, our position, and everything at our under our influence, let's start using it to the best of our understanding and ability in Krishna's service. Or, what everything is actually meant for. Everything is meant for. Krishna created everything for specific purpose. So use this for what it is meant for. Like this microphone. This microphone is meant for speaking. Not for, you know, khicha or whatever comes in the hand. Then that's misuse. It's to be used for what it's meant for. Tena tyaktena bhunjita magradah kasa siddhanam. And whatever is allotted, use it. So this kind of begins with this. And eagerly aspiring to always remind ourselves to be Krishna conscious, to be conscious of Krishna, how Krishna would see this. In every situation, to see how this can help me remember Krishna, how this can help me come closer to Krishna, how this can help me, this situation can help me in taking shelter of Krishna. Even if this little bit of effort is there, by the way, do you know something? It was on this day, the day of Diwali, that the Damodar Leela happened. So this is the day actually, and this is the time practically. Because Yashoda Mai finished all her job at that she. Krishna bhi thoda late utte the, aaram se lagta hai. So this is exactly, of course this is an eternal pastime, it is always happening. And it's very, very symbolic. Recently, I just heard a little girl speaking about this pastime. And she really stole my heart. She said, Yashoda Mai was trying to tie Krishna, and Krishna was crying, and Rudantam Mohurnetram Yugmam Rajantam, and all of that. And she concluded the pastime. I don't know where it is, in some, which Acharya has said this, or something, it was so sweet. She said, all the gopis were bringing ropes, colorful ropes, and they were tying, and as soon as it came to the point of tying, it was two finger too short. And then, knowing all of this, little Radharani also came in their room. And she was looking. And she pulled out a ribbon. And she said, Yashoda Mai, take this also, my contribution. And as soon as Yashoda Mai tied the fish, Krishna was tied. I don't know whether it is bona fide or not, but it actually, siddhantically and rasa-wise, it is so sweet. Without Radharani's mercy, it's impossible to capture Krishna. We have no power. We have no ability. Only Radharani, like she is doing here to Gopinath, she is offering. Bechara marmar ke aata hai. Har ravivar ko aake, bhale prasad ke liye hi aata hai. Bhale paune 12 baje hi aata hai. Aur pravachan mein thoda jaldi aata hai to sota hai. फिर भी आता तो है ना प्रभु, देख लो इसको, पास करा दो इसका फाइल. सो इफ शी बिकम्स मर्सीफुल, अ लिटिल बिट, अ ड्रॉप ऑफ हर मर्सी, इनफ टू कैप्चर कृष्ण. सो वी हैव नो पावर ऑन आवर ओन, वी जस्ट हैव टू शो कृष्ण दैट वी एक्चुअली मीन, वी वॉन्ट टू, we want to know you, we want to love you, we want to serve you, and we want to please you, Krishna. Of course, I want to please so many other things also, including my senses. But usme aapka bhi number hai. Dheere dheere aapka number upar aayega, dusra number side mein jayega. Par hal hi mein to situation aisa hai, you are also one. Suddenly you are not there in the account. But I would like to gradually bring you to the top. Let that be the priority. And sure enough, Krishna says in the Gita, Yeyathamam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamyam. As you approach, so I reciprocate. A mother, she's not so much concerned about a 12-year-old child. But a 2-month-old child, she's 24 hours thinking. Because the child is completely dependent on her. If she is not feeding, if she is not actually covering the body, I was in some foreign country. By the time you go out to the car, if you don't cover yourself, you know, the hand becomes frozen. Can you imagine taking a child? So, and the temple is only 400 meters away. But before going to the temple, the child has to be taken to the temple. 8 layers. 1, 2, 3, 4. It looks like you have to carry the child like this. Child is only so much. But you, 8 layers. Just take from here to there to the car or whatever. And after going there, andar itna garmi hota hai, sab nikalna padta hai. Like an onion being peeled. You know? So, he's concerned that this child is dependent upon me. He cannot take care of himself. And he's completely surrendered. So, yes, we more and more we express through our thoughts, through our words, through our actions, the desire to actually love Krishna and do what pleases him. Sure enough, he will give us the knowledge what will actually please him. He will give us the strength how to continue to do that sustainably over the years. At least for this whole lifetime. So on the day of Diwali, which is also one kind of beginning of a new year, you know, Pratipada, Balipadyame, tomorrow. So that's the time Vamandev appeared and, you know, reciprocated with Bali Maharaj. So, Yeah, that can be a wonderful prayer on this special day. And this is a special advertisement put right there. And just imagine Radharani standing just behind with a little ribbon of the hair, ready to offer. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Nithai Gaur Premanandi. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamniti Namine Namaste Sarasvati.